Welcome back to the 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show. My name is Ty Jackson, and today, 76 Capital's managing partner, Wayne Kimmel, interviews the founder and CEO of Odds On Compliance, Eric Frank. Odds On Compliance is a technology and consultancy firm specializing in sports betting, iGaming, and gambling compliance and regulatory frameworks. Hope you enjoy today's episode. Forte is the fitness industry's only premium turnkey live and on-demand streaming white label digital solution. Forte powers many of the largest brands in fitness globally, from the NFL Players Association to Good Life Fitness, the YMCA, Under Armour World Headquarters Gym, The Edge, and more. If you know a great fitness brand or sports league looking to create an interactive digital experience for their members, please have them visit www.goforte.fit or reach out directly at partnerships@forte.fit.
Welcome back to the 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show. My name is Wayne Kimmel, managing partner of 76 Capital, the sports tech venture capital company. And we're going to talk sports betting today with the CEO and founder of Odds On Compliance, Eric Frank. And we're going to make this incredible announcement that 76 Capital is now an investor in Eric's company. Super excited about that. People know Eric across the sports betting industry for all of his work. He is a special advisor on regulatory affairs across the U.S. for Genius Sports, which works with the NFL as their official data provider. It was, prior to this, the VP and Legal Affairs and Group Compliance Officer for the Stars Group. He was an attorney at Duane Morris, one of the sports betting industry's top law firms. He got his law degree at Rutgers, his undergraduate degree at the University of Michigan. And of course, you got to follow Eric on Twitter at Eric Daniel Frank. Eric, welcome to the 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show.
Thanks, Wayne. I'm really excited to be here and truly, really excited about the investment that 76 is going to lead in Odds On. 2022 is going to be an exciting year for us, and I can't wait to be part of the 76 team.
Well, we're super excited as well. And this is just so exciting what's happening in the world of sports betting. You know, you and I, just think back to May of 2018, when PASPA was overturned, which was the law that said you could only have sports betting in the state of Nevada. Now, all of a sudden, over 30 states have actually had bets placed in their states, and things are moving so fast. And you then, left the world of working with the Stars Group to then create Odds On. And why did you do that?
Yeah, so look, it's as you said, it's no secret that sports betting is exploding in the U.S. I mean, one-third of all states that have sports betting now passed legislation in 2021 alone. And there's still some big jurisdictions left out there. And on the iGaming side, it's been a little slower. You have a handful of states that are moving in that direction. But there's some massive revenue opportunities there, tax revenue as well. So I think certainly states are going to be looking there as well. So from my perspective, I mean, how companies manage jurisdiction by jurisdiction, the regulatory compliance is incredibly difficult, dealing both with existing markets that you're in and the explosion of new markets. I saw an opportunity to really help companies all from all sizes, operators launching new markets or working in existing markets, new operators coming to the market, suppliers, marketing affiliates, media, sports leagues, and teams. Everyone needs to understand how to navigate the complex world on a state-by-state regulatory basis that's changing every day. And so Odds On Compliance, that's what we do.
Well, it's really an incredible thing, as you said, how fast things have moved. I mean, I also just think back on a personal level, how we originally met from Ben and Ruthie you playing tennis with Ben. I mean, these are just how crazy the world has come together. But just thinking about your overall business and how fast things are moving, and what are some of the states that you would say that we should kind of keep an eye on now in 2022?
Sure. Well, we all saw what Ohio did. They're looking at end of 2022, I think probably 2023 for actual physical bets taking place. Texas is probably almost a lock for 2023. Massachusetts is one to keep your eye on. We'll see bets coming, taking place in New York in probably next month or this month. And everyone, all eyes on California. Obviously, we're going to follow the litigation that's happening in Florida as well. So there's some big states that are unknowns that create a huge population and opportunity for everyone in the industry.
So as CEO of Odds On Compliance, I mean, you think about this opportunity that you have. It's a state-by-state process. Every state, my understanding and everything that we, all the things that we study, and by the way, I'm gonna say all the spreadsheets and things that we use at 76 Capital that everyone uses in the industry to keep track of all the different states and what you can and can't do. Is that what it's all about at Odds On, where you're able to kind of bring all that information together and help organizations kind of make sense of all this?
Absolutely. So think about my time at Stars Group, and I was the global compliance chief. And there, my job was kind of twofold. It was make sure that we protect the company, make sure we were compliant everywhere that we operated. And number two, do that as efficiently as possible. And I always spend time thinking about how could we leverage technology to do our job more efficient and more accurate. It's no secret, and this isn't just a struggle at the Stars Group. It's every company globally. Compliance in the sports betting industry isn't at the forefront of the minds of these companies when they look at expanding revenue. It's first to market, and it's marketing, customer acquisition. So whatever companies need to do to focus on those two and look at the number of jurisdictions that companies are going into every month or every couple months, the development roadmap internally is about new jurisdictions and customer acquisition. So compliance technology never really gets the focus anywhere, that it should get in order to maximize efficiency in the compliance department. So, as I'm sitting there at Stars Group and talking across the industry to folks, my counterparts in the industry, that's the struggle everyone faces, and that was what was the what brought about Odds On Compliance. I thought, let me do this. Everyone is struggling with this problem across the industry. Let me find a way to solve this. And so I took a giant leap and started Odds On, and we kind of built a two-pronged approach. One is I want to bring in the best experts in the industry, which is folks such as myself with operational experience. We have former regulators with decades of experience as regulators. We have teams of folks from former worked at independent testing labs. So we've got a strong team together to provide day-to-day consulting and advice to folks at all levels of the industry. But the key to our success is going to be the technology we're building and how we can help companies deal with these state-by-state regulations, navigate the complexity of state-by-state operations and jurisdiction by jurisdiction. This isn't just about the U.S., but we're focused there now, and build a more efficient and more accurate way of managing regulatory compliance.
So you break it down to sort of the simplest forms. Maybe we take a specific state or an example of where things are a little different, say in New Jersey than in Pennsylvania. And if you're a DraftKings, FanDuel, Caesars, all these major companies that have sports books in all of the different states, you can't just put out one app and then it just works, right? I mean, each state has to be different. So is that where what you do at OddsOn is going to really help these companies?
Yeah, absolutely. So certainly we help companies on the consulting side. We help companies get launched in new markets and understand the complexities on a state-by-state basis. From a technology perspective, what we're doing is we're basically bringing all that information together, let you look at things side by side, state by state, and understand the differences, understand the similarities, which are just as important, from an efficiency perspective, so that you can, leverage your technology, your operations in one state for the next state, but also understand the differences. And you mentioned spreadsheets earlier, and I lived in spreadsheets, for years. But what we're doing at OddsOn is we're taking compliance out of the spreadsheets. We're making it living and breathing. When you make a spreadsheet, you take a set of regulations, you put them in a Google spreadsheet or an Excel spreadsheet. The second you put them in there, they're obsolete, right? So things are changing daily. Regulations change. There's draft regulations. There's advisory opinions. There's technical bulletins. So all this information that regulators put out to help the industry comply with the statute and with regulations. And what we're doing is we're bringing all that together in one place. We're making it living and breathing so that we're up to date on all this information day to day, so that you don't have to be. When there's a change, you'll get a notification. You can keep your annotations, your notes, your comments, anything about your about the regulations that you want to keep track of. You do that at OddsOn Compliance. And as things change, we're going to be keeping your information up to date, but also adding in new regulations and new guidance as it comes about.
Yeah, I mean, that's really, really interesting. I mean, one of the things, I mean, just in with your alma mater at Rutgers, right? So if you're in the state of New Jersey and you are, I believe right now, you're not able to bet on college sports. But I think they're trying to change that, right? So how do you, as an operator, know when this, what you can and can't do? And then, because you can, if you're in the state of Pennsylvania, you can bet on Penn State, but you can't do that. I believe you can't do that in New Jersey.
Well, in New Jersey, you can bet on college sports. You just can't bet on colleges from New Jersey. So you can't bet on a Rutgers game. And which you're probably betting against them anyway, but you can't bet on a Rutgers game, and you can't bet on an event that takes place in the state. So it's a unique issue. It's a perfect example, unique issue that you have to deal with in one state, and how does that differ on a state by state basis? And that's exactly the kind of things that we're helping folks, deal with on a 30-state basis.
So you mentioned earlier how important technology is going to be in the future as you continue to really build out on OddsOn. You recently announced a partnership with a leading artificial intelligence company. Talk about that deal and why that's so important for OddsOn.
Yeah, I'm really excited about Cognistix. It's a Pittsburgh-based company, a bunch of Carnegie Mellon data scientists. Just really, really bright team. And, they're helping us leverage artificial intelligence and machine learning, but focused specifically on understanding regulations and statutes and advisory opinions, technical bulletins, informal guidance that regulators put out. We're combining the expertise of the OddsOn team and understanding sports betting with the expertise of Cognistix and understanding artificial intelligence. It's going to be a game changer.
My understanding is that you want this to be as simple as, just typing in a query like you would in Google, just asking a question. And then it's smart enough with this artificial intelligence and all, to be able to give you the answer.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to be the Google of research for sports betting and the iGaming industry, and it's not just taking the documents in, which is in and of itself is a fairly big step. And when I talk to folks in the industry, they're just super excited about that, of having all this information in one place, easily accessible, They can take annotations, they can take notes, they can share that information with other folks within their team. Then it's leveraging the all the research and annotations and stuff that we're doing at Odds On that's helping train the AI to best understand these questions and answers. And we know we're not going to be 100%. There's a lot of stuff that's going to live in the gray, and that's where the Odds On consulting team and their experience, their relationships with regulators is critical. But our goal is the easy answers, all that information that comes out of regulations. Can I wager on youth sports in these 10 jurisdictions? How much is a license fee? How often does a license need to be renewed? Do I need to get promotions pre-approved? All these types of questions that come to the compliance team from every aspect of the business. That's the stuff, the bread and butter that we're looking to save to help, the industry save time and a lot of money.
Well, this is really exciting at this point. As we mentioned earlier, 76 Capital is now an investor in Odds On. We're excited to, invest not only in you and the company, but just this overall opportunity is just super exciting. There are other investors that are have invested with us in this round, and we're excited to have them as part of it. Want to talk about some of them?
Yeah, sure. I think I'm crazy excited about the team of investors we brought to the table. It's the diversity, the backgrounds, the experience, the expertise that they bring together is incredible. To mention one, TechCorp Capital, Matt Davey and Robin Chabra, what they bring to the table and their expertise and their knowledge and across the industry is incredible. Robin's going to join us as an advisor to the company. I'm really excited about that. But the diversity is beyond that. It's the best in sports. It's the best in data. The best in in business. I'm really excited for the ability to leverage that knowledge base and those networks and the partnerships we're gonna create. It's really exciting.
Well, Chad and John and myself and the rest of the team at 76 Capital are super excited to be part of all this with you and Matt and Robin and we're excited about what we're going to be able to do together with, as you said, all this expertise, so many years of being in this industry, and again, coming at it from so many different angles with so many different relationships and knowledge is the part that's super exciting. And this is, such an important part of the overall business, where you got to make sure that everything is compliant in such a highly regulated industry.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited about 2022. I look back on 2021 and what we've accomplished. It's unbelievable, but I'm really excited about 2022 and this year and what we're gonna do.
Well, it certainly sounds like, that you have been around many leaders. And when you think about what it means to lead your team, you have a heck of a team from a technology perspective, from, people who have years and years of experience within the sports betting and iGaming and overall casino industry. What is it like being the CEO and having to lead? Like, what are some of the things that are important to you to make sure? I saw you standing in front of your whole team in North Jersey and kind of rallying together the group. How do you do that day in and day out?
Yeah, it's incredible, to lead such an amazing team and have them, rely on me. These are people's livelihoods and their families. They're entrusting in me and the vision I'm putting together to lead us. I don't take that for granted every day. That not only am I providing for my family, but I'm providing for the team and their families and everything. They look to me as you know, as kind of their leader, and you know, day in, day out, I want to make sure I'm giving them the tools they have to be successful. You know, whether it's as simple as someone wants two monitors, you know, to do their job, then let's get them two monitors because it's going to make them more efficient, right? To this person's totally overwhelmed. They've been working 15 hours a day for 2 weeks straight. Like, all right, well, let's get another resourcing to help them out. You know, let's make sure that they get the breaks they need, because most important thing is not having burnout, but it's having that vision and being transparent about kind of where we are and where we're going. We do a weekly all hands team meeting to lay out the week, lay out the past week, successes, failures, what can we do better, and just having that open dialogue, to me, I think is the most important thing.
Well, Eric, it's been amazing having you on our 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show. I'm so excited from, a personal perspective and from our team here at 76 Capital, be investors in the company. I have one last question before we wrap up. We talked a little bit at the top, kind of what was going to happen and sort of in your view in 2022, as we're kicking off the year, maybe one or two things that we should really keep an eye on as this year rolls on and sports betting continues to grow across the United States.
Sure. I think certainly you're going to see more states come on board. So you're going to see legislation pass. I think this year we're going to start seeing a couple discussions around iGaming in some of the states that have done incredibly well in sports, but they're looking at Michigan, they're looking at Pennsylvania, they're looking at New Jersey and scratching their heads and saying, how come these states are making so much more in tax revenue? There's an obvious reason for that. But it's important, to me, online gaming isn't happening. It's not happening in Ohio or Indiana or wherever, just because it's not legal. People are betting on casinos, and that's happening. They're offshore, right? And that's kind of been something I've always believed. That regulation doesn't create a market. The market's already there. It helps. It makes it safer. It puts controls around it. And it puts a proper regulatory authority kind of overseeing who's in and who's out. So, I think states are going to wake up to that on the iGaming side, really start taking advantage of that. I think we'll see on the iGaming side also, there's going to be some you're going to see that liquidity kind of pool between Nevada, Delaware, and New Jersey. I think we'll see that expand a little bit, a couple of states. And then I think the other important thing we're going to look at in 2022 is marketing and marketing compliance and what regulators are willing to accept as you have 25, 30 operators in a market competing for that customer. Either the industry is going to self-regulate itself and make sure that it's being responsible in terms of its marketing efforts, not targeting children, not targeting people with addiction, or the regulators are going to have to do it for them. And I think we're going to see that discussion really come about and come to a head in 2022.
Well, that's awesome. It's been amazing having you on the show. The industry is the sports betting industry, as you said, the iGaming industry in general. These industries are going to grow and are going to feel more, and regulators and legislatures across the country are going to feel more comfortable to enable to move forward with so many of these different things because of companies like yours, Eric. So awesome having you on our show, the CEO and founder of Odds On Compliance, Eric Frank, on our show today. Again, follow Eric on Twitter at Eric Daniel Frank. And keep an eye on all the exciting things that are happening with Odds On Compliance. Again, we're super excited to be involved. We have TechCorp with Matt Davey and Robin and the crew, as also as investors with us. A lot more things going to be coming down the pike in 2022. We're going to have you back on the show. Eric, again, thanks so much for joining our 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show.
Thanks for having me, Wayne. Really appreciate it.
Media specializes in helping brands, personalities, and influencers build their reach through social media. They provide end-to-end podcast production, content creation, and social media distribution. So if you are looking to build your brand's reach and engage with customers via multimedia production, reach out to the team at 15M Media today at info@15mmedia.com. Thanks so much for tuning in to today's episode of the 76 Capital Sports Leadership Show with Wayne Kimmel interviewing the founder and CEO of Odds On Compliance, Eric Frank. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. Looking forward to welcoming you back soon.